Shmielach, did you hear that clearly? Or in the klala shmielach, or just heard it from a klal, and you heard something else, and you think that was the pshat. Now, my klala, what's something else that you would think maybe that's the pshat? The Yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Omru lefnei Rabbi, they said in front of Rabbi like this. Oma nisiyashti, mipleini avdi maho. What's going to be if the master says I was miyayish for my yevit? That's what he said, Sloshin Hefker. So as if the master said, I'm being mafka my yevit. Omalahem, he said back to him, Oimarni, I say, ain't like takon el mishtar, that this evit only has a takon with the shtar, that he doesn't go out free, he still needs to get shichur. The young Rabbi Yechon Mirchanin says, my time of the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's reason? Like even though your masker after the mumness, the money matters go away, why do we say the master still has to give him a get shichur? Like why doesn't he go out free altogether? So Rabbi Yechon said, the pshat from Rebbe is, go ma lo lo me isha. He learns it out the locha from an isha. That ma isha b'shtar, just like when you're married to your wife. The only way you get rid of her is by giving her a get with a shtar. Af evad nami b'shtar. The same way, as long as the master is alive, the only way he could free his evid is by writing him a shtar. So that's what it was learned. Now, for kadaikas, we know you want to make a deal from over here. Kisha, you want to say never is just like a wife. Ma'isha isura. Fulaymaina, just like by Nisha, the only question is upon her isurim, but not upon her mumness. In other words, an isha has no shayla, her husband doesn't know mumness upon her. Afevid nami. So what type of an evid are we talking about now? That when the Odin's mace, he goes out free, that's only Yisura, where there's only a question about the Yisurim. In other words, he's a gadol, and the money matters he could take care of. It's only a question of Yisurim. For Lema Maina, but not if he's a katan, the evid, that he still has to take care of his money. That even after, like, the evid is maskrim, he can't be kainer himself. So that's your diak to say, that if the evid is a katan, the evid cannot be zeichrin himself, and therefore the Yevah does not go out free. So Gemara says, what's so wrong? Like even if you didn't hear him speak it out clearly, what's wrong to make this deed to learn it out from this halacha? So Gemara says, no. If you did not hear clearly that he said halacha kavishoyo, then Yishnai could tell you here there's no proof. Omalei adarava. From here alone, just the opposite. Doik mino lida gisa. Learn the other way. Ma isha. Ben gedela ben katana. Just like an isha. There's no difference whether she's a gedola or a katana. The halacha is when the husband dies, she goes out free, is af evid nami, the same thing by an evid. When his master, the ger, dies, then gedola, then katana, she goes out free. So therefore, this alone will not be a proof like Abba Shoyl. Somele said back to him, it's like the true, but the fair is shmili. You should know, I heard clearly that the halacha is like Abba Shoyl. Not from this diak, but I heard clearly, I was taught from my Rebbe, that the halacha is like Abba Shoyl. That if the ger dies, and it leaves over an Evet Kenani, a Katan, that Katan is not Zeich, he cannot take over himself, and whoever takes him keeps him. Now, for Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, ain't halacha kabashul. He learned, no, we don't pass on kabashul. Even though the Evet is a Katan, still he can go out free. Omer le Rabbi Zeir le Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, so Rabbi Zeir said to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Beferish Shemilachot, did you hear it clearly? Or in the Klala Shemilachot? Or you only heard it from a proof? Now, my klola, what would be the proof that you want to say? The same thing. The Yom Yishur ben Levi, Omru lefnei Rebbe, that this Yayish didn't play any Avdi. If the master said he's be Miyayish, he's be Maskri, he's Evid. Ma, what's the locha? Omru lefnei said back to him, that this Evid still needs to get Shichra to be freed. Why? The Yom Rav Yechon in my time with the Rebbe, go ma lolo miisha, that ma isha bishtar, just like her husband, wants to get rid of his wife. He has to give her a get. Af Eved nami v'shtar, but Eved also needs a shtar. That's the diak you learn out, Eved, from Isha. If so, because daikis, we know you want to make a diak. Ki Isha means like a wife. Ma Isha ben gedela ben katana. There's no difference when the husband dies, or the husband dies, that the wife goes out free, whether she's a godla or a katan. So af Eved nami, the same thing by Eved also, ben godla ben katan. That's what you want to make a diak. So that's the diak, not like we don't pass like Abba Shoyl, that when the master dies, the ger dies, even though the evid was a katan, still the evid goes out free. So Gemara asks, so what's wrong with this? Vi meklolomai, what's wrong to make the proof from here? So Gemara says, no, this is the only proof. Adarab, I said just the opposite. Doik mino lahach gisa, learn just the opposite the other way. Just like when your wife. What does the husband have to do to free her? It's only a question of the Yisurim. She's an Eishes Ish, but there's no money involved. So I'll tell you, Af Eved Nami Yisurim Lemamayna. The same thing, when does an Eved go out free? Only if he's a Gadol, that there's no problems of his money. The money he can be kind himself. There's only Yisurim. Then we say the Misur is Mata Yisurim. But if the Eved is a Katan, that he has money matters involved, that he can't learn out from an Isha. Because an Isha has no money involved with her. So therefore, if the Eved is a katan, maybe he cannot go out free, even though his master dies. So Mela, how do you know to say we don't pass like Abba Shoyal? So Gomer says, oh, Malay, said back to me, you know, that the Feirish Shmili, I heard clearly that the Lachar is not like Abba Shoyal. That we hold that if the Ger dies, even though he left over an Eved Kanani katan, still that Eved goes out free. Oh, Mama, we just learned before, oh, Malahem, Oymarani, Enla Takon Elabishtar. That even though you're mafka, you're Eved, still the Eved needs a shtar. For the Gemara of Atani, we learned that Rebbe Yem Rebbe says, I'm Rani, Afu Noisen Demeyatzmoy V'yoytza, that an Eved could pay himself to get freed. An Eved Kanani, if he gives money back to his master to buy himself back, he can free himself with the money. Mevnei Shukamaychuloi, it's like he's selling him. So how could Rebbe say here, Ein Leitakone Ela Bishtar? And here Rebbe says, no, an Eved Kanani could free himself with money by buying himself back from his master. So Gemara says, Hochikom, this is what Rebbe meant to say. Oy Bekesa Vay Bishtar. It's true, either one of the two is good. That either the Eved could buy himself back from his master with money, or else if the Eved wants to go out free, he has to get a Shtar Shukr from his master. Now the Moskash Aiva Pokale Kasbe. And here and in this case here, so here is when the master was mafkim, that since he was mafkim, there's nothing to sell back then. As when the master still owns his Eved, so he owns the money matters, then the Eved could sell himself back to the master, buy himself off the master. But when the master was mafkim his Avdoi, that he gave up all his money matters. He doesn't own any money in him. He only has Yisurim. Then the Eved can't buy himself back. It's not a question of buying. Then he could only use a get shichur. But when the master still owns him, then there's such a halacha that the Eved could buy himself back. Mura says, Ulafuke mei tana. Like Rebbe is telling us, not like this Tana. The Tanya will learn like this. Rebbe Shimon oime mishum Rebbe Kiva. Yochu yehei kesev goy mebo. Maybe an Eved Kanani, when he wants to become free at the end, he could really buy himself back, like Rebbe just said. So maybe the Eved could use money. How does an Eved have his own money? Any money he has always belongs to his master. So you say that somebody gave him a present, Almanas, Shein the Rabbi Rishuzboi. If somebody gave the Eved money on a condition that his master has nothing to do with it, so it's possible to say the Eved has some money. So I would have thought to say to the Eved, like pays money back, he could free himself. So Talmud Loima, he says no. The Pasuk says the hefta leinevdasa, that he was not paid to her. Oiruya kol pasha kula leloichu pasha. Though pasha goes back to leloichu pasha, that he did not write her a get shichur. This talking about a chatzi a shivcha, that's a chatzi bascher and a chatzi shivcha. Loimloch, the Pasuk comes to teach us that shtar goimabo, v'ein ha-kesev goimabo. That's from Shimon Shrita. That an Eved Kanani, a Shivcha Kananis, the only way they can become free is if they get a get shichur. But there's no way they could buy themselves back. That's as possible. They have to learn if thus no pasha goes back to the loichu pasha, that she did not receive a get shichur yet. Omer Rabbi, Omer Rami Bachom, Omer Rav Nachman, halachic Rabbi Shimon, we paskin like Rav Shimon that says that kesef does not help. Eved cannot free himself with kesef. Rav Yosef b'chom Rav Yechanan, no, ain't a lach Rav Shimon. We don't paskin like Rav Shimon. An Eved could buy himself back off his master. All right, turn over. So it's a machlokes. We paskin like Rav Shimon or not, like Rebbe. So where it says Ashkechei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak LeRava. Bar Shilta, he met him. Tevi koya pischa de betzvila. He was by the base of Knesset. Omalei, he said to him, Alocha yein alocha. What's alocha? Do we pass him like Rav Shimon or not? Omalei, he said back, Ani yoyim ein alocha. I say we do not pasul like Rabbi Shimon. And yet the Kanani could buy himself to go free. For Rabbanim the Yosim and Mechuzoi Yamri, that Omer Reb Zeira Mishmed Rab Nachman, Halacha. They said, oh, but yes, we do pass like Rabbi Shimon. And Eved cannot free himself by paying himself back with money. When I came back to Suri, I met Rabbi Barabin. Amrili said to me, Emily is the goof of the Yuv the Echehevi. Tell me the exact story. How did you hear to say that they said Halacha? Where was the story there? Amrili said the case was like this. To Yehu Amta, there was a maid to have a Smara Shimera. She was a Shivcha Kananis, that her master was in his dying bed, a sick man. So what did she do? Asya Bochi Kamei. So the maid came to cry in front of the master and said to him, Amrili, tell me, Ademus Tishtabid Vitezel, Hayisasa, till how long am I still going to have to be a slave? In other words, like, you're dying anyway, go and free me now. So what the master did was, Shokel Kumti took his hat, shot the bunny, threw it to her. And Amrili told her like this, Zil Kiniho, go be kind of this hat, V'kni Nafshecho, and you should be kind of yourself, nor is making a Kinyi Chalip in here. So Osla Kaimad Rav Nachman Amrili, Lo Yosav Leklum. So Rav Nachman said back, the locker is, he did nothing, she's not freed yet. So Man the Chaz, the one that saw this Maisa Sava thought, Mishun Loch Reb Shimon. He thought the reason why she didn't go out free was because we passed like Reb Shimon, that the only way she goes out free is with a get shichrur, but not through Kinyonim. So that's why it didn't help. But the Gemara says it's not true. For Lohi, it's not true. I'll tell you, El Mishrim de Evelay, Kelo Shomakna. The Pshat over there, the Kinyan Chalipin has to work, that the Kraina has to use his Kalim, and not the Makna. So since there was the master's hat, that's why it didn't help the Kinyan Suda. But if they would have made a good Kinyan, that could also, that's also a way with Kinyan Kesav, like she could free herself. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Achisoi, Omer Rav Hanuna, Saba, Omer Rav Yitzhak Bar Ishiyin, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav Hanuna, Halacha Rebbe Shimon. We talk, they hold, we do pass like Rebbe Shimon. That Halacha is an Eved can only go out free with a get shichur. The Gemara says, Vallahi, it's not true. Ain't Halacha Rebbe Shimon. We don't pass like Rebbe Shimon, he could go out free with Kesef. Omer Rav Zeir, Omer Rav Chanino, Omer Rav Ashi, Omer Rebbe. Eved Shenoso, Ez Bas Chor Mifnei Rabbi. What's going to be the Halacha of an Eved Kenani? Went and got married to a regular Bas Yisrael in front of his master. The locker is Yotzlacher.